Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiao Lan. Today, I would like to teach you a very useful and beautiful word of Chinese called forest. We have animator, illustrator Steph Roberts. Hi, Steph, 你好。
你好。
Right, we chose you to talk about this subject for a very specific reason. In addition to being a highly accomplished animator, you have very interesting lifestyle.
Yes, I do.
Can you share with us?
Yeah, for the last 3 years, I've been sleeping almost every night out in various forests, mostly around the UK, but also in other places too.
Right.
Like, for example, at the moment, I'm in Switzerland, mm-hmm. and I've been sleeping amongst the trees here and having a great time, having a nice holiday.
Okay, so you find a forest and you sleep there every night. And I also understand that you don't normally repeat sleeping in the same place.
Yeah, if I can help it, I like to sleep in a different place every night because that's part of it for me. That's part of the adventure and it's part of just exploring new beautiful places. And that's a big part of it for me is finding new places and exploring and having an adventure.
Right, okay, so every night you sleep in the Senlin.
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 Yeah, Senlin means forest in Chinese. And,
okay.
You know, Chinese character, there was a character called Mu.
Mu.
Mu, and this is a shape of a tree. And originally that was really just like a shape of the tree with a falling tree trunks and tree branches.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, people then find this character quite useful. So anything with any wooden structure, anything with any plant-based, they use this as a building block. So when they put two trees together, in this case, that means the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That called Lin.
Lin.
Lin. That's a second character for Senlin. And Lin is also a very common Chinese surname. So if you come across some Chinese people, they have the surname called Mr. Lin or Mrs. Lin.
Mm-hmm.
That's this word.
Oh, wow.
It's Lin.
Lin.
Yeah, that means woods. And then when they put the three trees together, that means the forest and also means some very bushy and very luxuriant vegetation, that means the forest. So Senlin.
Senlin.
Senlin. So you sleep in Senlin every day and mainly in the UK. And at the moment, you're in Switzerland. Did you find a good Senlin to sleep? Some good trees?
Yes, I did. Yeah, last night. And I'm here with my girlfriend too. And so she joined me.
Okay.
And yeah, we were in a really lovely valley
mm-hmm.
and slept between two black poplars last night.
Okay.
Which was great.
I know you actually have to hang the hammock in between the trees.
Yes.
Or how many trees you need? Two or three?
Just two. Yeah. Okay. But actually sometimes three trees is useful if there's two people
mm-hmm.
and you want to sleep side by side beneath a single tarp.
Mm-hmm.
And the tarpaulin is basically just what keeps you dry at night. It's
right.
Like a tent that goes over the top. And so three trees can sometimes be really useful, but
mm-hmm.
two trees is all you need, basically.
Okay, so in Chinese, it's easy. One tree is a tree, two trees the woods, and three trees the forest.
Yeah.
Okay, so Senlin. Yeah, and then you probably already recognize, because you need to know whether or not the trees are strong enough, and so you recognize lots of species of the trees.
Yes, that's a big part of it for me, actually.
Right.
You know, it's a big part of why I do what I do is because becoming more familiar with nature is just really important to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've learned a lot more about trees since starting to do this because I spend a lot of time like amongst trees.
Right.
It becomes really important for me to learn
mm-hmm.
which species are which and which ones are better than others
mm-hmm.
for hammock camping, for example.
And then in terms of the trees, forest is quite it's quite common resource in the UK. Luckily, people and the government and National Trust did a great job. Do you see the like difference in vegetation and then difference in different types of forest and which one do you prefer? Which type of senlin do you prefer and which type was more pleasant and which type might be potentially dangerous?
That's a really good question. I actually don't have a favorite senlin or type of senlin because all of them have very different characteristics and they're all kind of good in equal measure, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're hammock camping, there are a few senlin to watch out for.
Yeah.
For example, there's a tree called a beech tree.
Yep.
And if you're not careful, if you sleep under an overhanging branch, they do have a tendency to snap off.
Oh, okay.
And fall to the ground. And so normally it's fine. And actually they're very sturdy trees. But if there's a dead overhanging branch, then
Don't do that, okay?
Yeah, they can fall on you, so.
And how about the ecosystem? Do you tend to get some animals sometimes?
Yeah, lots of foxes and badgers and deer.
Okay.
Lots of rabbit and squirrels and...
Okay, I don't consider them too dangerous.
No, I mean, the most dangerous animal I've seen in the UK is a wild boar.
Okay.
And that was an incredible experience, actually, seeing that in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like most animals, they're only dangerous if you're threatening them. You know, if they feel threatened, that's the only time that you're ever in danger.
Yeah, I guess it's lucky that all the sandlin you go to are in quite a calm places like Switzerland or the UK. I was in Montana for a conference last week, and then the driver who took me there, he was a hunter when he didn't drive. And then he said three of his friends were injured by the bear.
Wow. Yeah, we don't have any wolves or bears in the UK anymore.
Yeah.
We did quite a few years ago, but they're all gone now.
Right. Sure. Is there a community that people just camp in the sandlin like you?
No, I don't actually. Not many. I mean, I know a lot of people who spend a lot of time in woods.
Right.
And I'm building up a lot kind of community of friends who enjoy spending a lot of time out in the sandlin.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not actually met anyone else who sleeps in the sandlin as much as I do.
Right, okay.
I think it's quite an unusual thing.
Mm-hmm. And you think you will continue living in the sandlin for a while?
Yeah, for a little bit. I mean, I never even meant to do it for this long, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It started off as just a month-long challenge, actually, mm-hmm. for charity. And then I ended up carrying on doing it for the whole summer because I was really enjoying myself. And
right.
I just didn't get tired of it, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was just really enjoying myself. I was learning about the trees and
mm-hmm.
Really enjoying being sort of in nature at nighttime, especially because my job in the day is to be sat at a computer indoors. And so it was incredibly good balance for me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know how long I'll continue sleeping in the sandlin for, but...
Yeah, as long as you enjoy it.
Yeah, but one day I'll probably move back indoors, but I think the sandlin will always be a special place to me. Sure. Sure.
Have you been to Black Forest in Germany?
Yes, I have. Yeah, only once.
Okay.
And only to the edge, but it was beautiful.
Okay, and you also camped there?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay, so we need to learn how to say Black Forest.
Okay.
Hei sandlin. Sandlin is the same.
Okay.
And black. Black is hei.
Hei.
Yeah, hei.
Hei sandlin.
Hei sandlin. And hei is very easy to pronounce. It's like hei.
Okay.
And yeah, without getting so excited.
Yeah.
And then just hei is the first tone, so it can be flat and very cool. Just very cool way to say hei. Hei sandlin.
Hei sandlin.
Yeah, Black Forest. Since we talk about Black Forest, we need to talk about Black Forest cake.
Black Forest gâteau.
Yeah, so hei sandlin, you already know that. And cake is 蛋糕.
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 Yeah, 蛋 is the egg and 糕 is the group of something made out of wheat.
Okay.
And then so 糕, anything with a cake shape or like a waffle shape, they call 糕. So 蛋糕.
蛋糕.
黑森林蛋糕.
黑森林蛋糕.
Yeah, so you can say, I like the forest. So you can say, 我喜欢.
我喜欢.
我 is I. 喜欢 is I like. 我喜欢森林.
我喜欢森林.
我. 我喜欢森林.
我喜欢森林.
Yeah, so you can now tell everybody next time when you are on the television show again, you can say, 我喜欢森林.
我喜欢森林.
Yeah, and then you like the Black Forest as well, so you can say, 我喜欢黑森林.
我喜欢黑森林.
That's it. 我喜欢黑森林.
我喜欢黑森林.
Yeah, that means I like the Black Forest.
Great.
And you can say, 我喜欢黑森林蛋糕.
我喜欢黑森林蛋糕.
That means I like the Black Forest cake. Okay. So, 我喜欢.
Like Black Forest gâteau.
Yeah. 我喜欢黑森林蛋糕.
我喜欢黑森林蛋糕.
All right. Thank you so much, Steph, for joining us. That's a really interesting lifestyle. And today we learn how to say forest. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and show what you have learned. 再见. 再见, Steph.
再见.